Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. And now, play ball. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Kennedy moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Quell moves to second. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy scores. Quell moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Quell scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr bunts towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Finney reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. There goes Peacock trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 2-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to second. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive to center field. Kramer throws towards Doerr. Doerr fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doerr. Wright scores. McNair moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Dietrich reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. Tresh goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dietrich scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Wagner now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wright moves to third. Appling moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Dietrich covering. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dietrich hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Wright reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling bunts towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wright moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Wright scores. Appling moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Peacock reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peacock scores. It's 7-2. White Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3 White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney scores. One out. It's 7-4, White Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-3 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to third. Tabor moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio pinch hits for Charlie Wagner. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bagby now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-3 in the game. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 3-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive towards first. Fox catches it and throws to second to double up QL. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.